On an ice planet, a figure holds up a device with a blinking light, his cape billowing in the wind. Clipping the device to his utility belt, he crosses a long, weathered walkway over a frozen lake to a town in the distance. Indoors, an amphibious alien is shoved face down on a table.
Look at his glands. I bet we could sell them at the port.
Please, please. I have credits. Take them.
Jonatima.
He's young. The musk will be sweet.
A bearded alpha male pulls out a large blade.
And now for the real prize.
A door irises open to the caped figure.
Dr. Gratu!
Wearing Mandalorian armor with a helmet, he steps inside the public house. The door automatically irises closed. The bearded alpha looks down at a toppled cup on his table.
You spilled my drink.
Ignoring him, the Mandalorian crosses to the bar.
Atuta, Mando.
Hey, Mando.
A squid-headed Quarren holds the amphibious fledgling captive as the alpha walks over to the bar.
I said, you spilled my drink.
The bartender speaks up.
He says you spilled his drink.
The alpha looks to the Quarren, who shoves the fledgling down on the table and heads over to the bar.
That's fine. It's on me.
Salary.
Is that Biscar. Real Biscar steel?
He scrapes his blade along the Mandalorian's breastplate.
Here.
The bartender slides a stein down the bar. The Mandalorian intercepts it and attacks the alpha and his buddies, catching them by surprise. He wrenches the alpha's blade into the back of his thigh. As the Quarren bolts out the door, the Mandalorian shoots a grappling cable from his wrist and reels him back in by the ankles. The Quarren fires off a blast with his sidearm, which glances harmlessly off his adversary's Beskar steel. The Mandalorian shoots the door's access panel, and it irises shut on the Quarren, leaving only his bottom half inside the pub.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have my heartfelt gratitude.
The helmeted stranger stares down at the fledgling.
You know what? Here. You take my credits. Buy yourself a drink.
The Mandalorian sets a hollow puck on the table.
Is that a bounty puck?
It projects a hologram of the fledgling.
Is that me? Look, there must be some mistake. I can get you more credits.
I can bring you in warm.
He touches his blaster.
Or I can bring you in cold.
His quarry looks up at him skittishly. A title appears over black in tarnished white capital letters, The Mandalorian. Now, the bounty hunter walks out of town along the weather-worn planking. The fledgling follows a few paces behind in cuffs as they traverse the great frozen lake. They arrive at a wider deck where a long-snooted alien awaits.
I need passage to the yards.
He blows into a flute. He then signals with a wave. A land speeder arrives from across the frozen sea, driven by an R2 droid.
No droids.
I assure you, this speeder is brand new. It's the latest model.
The Mandalorian flings him a credit.
At your pleasure.
The R2 unit drives off. A more dilapidated land speeder transport arrives, one of its four thrusters backfiring. A man with a bushy, grizzled beard looks over from the driver's seat.
Where to?
The image wipes away to reveal the speeder transport careening over the frozen terrain later in the day. The driver peers through a viewscope, scanning various ships docked on the vast, empty horizon.
You know what he's looking for? You're looking for Revenants, right?
It's clear right now, but be careful near the port. Everyone dumps their gray holes out. They think the whole entire planet's their own personal stink pit.
The fledgling captive cranes for a look over the man's shoulder as they pull up to a tarnished ship. It has forward-mounted blaster cannons and a giant thruster on each of its two wings.
Here we are.
Kidding me, right?
Get out.
He pulls his captive out of the transport.
I'll hire a salivary cruiser.
No big deal.
They won't come out here, and I'll pay for it. Just trying to make it pleasant.
Hey, it's time to go. Let's settle up.
The Mandalorian pays the driver, then turns and heads for his ship.
I'd stay off the ice if I were you.
The bushy, bearded man takes off.
You think there's really something to worry about?
The captive watches as the ice suddenly breaks beneath the speeder and a huge serpentine beast breaches the surface and swallows it whole.
Open the hatch! Open the hatch!
He recoils onto one of three support legs that the ship is perched upon. Cracks in the ice form a trail headed straight for him. The Mandalorian yanks him out of the way just as a Ravenak explodes from the depths and chomps at him, its mouth closing instead around the support strut.
Thank Varric, that was close!
They head into the cockpit.
Stay off the ice. That's the understatement of the millennium.
The spacecraft starts to lift off, then shudders violently. The Mandalorian flips some switches on his piloting console.
He's taking us down! What are you doing?
Behind him, the jostled captive falls back in his jump seat.
Take us under! Where are you going? We gotta do something! We gotta get out of here!
Leaving the cockpit, the Mandalorian collects a metallic weapon about as tall as he is with a forked extension on one end. He looks out a hatch at the Ravenak gnawing on the support strut. As he jabs the Leviathan with his long-armed weapon, bolts of energy radiate around its thick hide. It dives back into the depths, allowing the ship to get away.
Let's go! Yes.
The Mandalorian sits back down in his seat and fires the thrusters. The ship swoops over the small frontier town and rockets through the sky into space. It leaves the pale planet behind. The prisoner relaxes in his jump seat.
I like your ship. She's classic. Razor Crest, am I right? Pre-Empire? I have a lot of credits, by the way. That's why I offered to hail a cruiser.
The Mandalorian ignores him.
How much are they paying you? Is it true that you guys never take off your helmets? Whew, boy. I think I have to use the vac tube. I mean, I can do it here, but if you've never seen the fledgling Mithral evacuate your thorax, you're a lucky guy, trust me.
The bounty hunter presses a control. His prisoner holds up his cuffed hands and rises.
Clearly there's nowhere for me to go. So, I'm gonna look for that vac tube if it's all the same to you. Great.
Automatic doors slide open for the fledgling Mithral as he leaves the tiny cockpit. The Mandalorian remains impassive in the pilot seat, his face hidden behind the tinted T-shaped visor of his helmet. The prisoner climbs down a ladder to a lower deck.
Found it! Thanks! It might take a while. I'm molting!
Bypassing the ship's vac tube closet, he scans the interior and taps buttons on a control panel. Doors swing open to a fully stocked arsenal of weaponry. The Mithral quickly taps the buttons again. The arsenal doors seal shut, and he continues to snoop around.
This feels a lot better. I haven't evacuated since the solstice.
He wanders toward a row of metallic rectangles hanging on a rack.
Yeah, I was hoping to be free for, Life Day. Maybe even,
A closer inspection reveals them to be prisoners trapped in carbonite.
Get home to the family.
As he fearfully studies the agonized expressions on their faces, he fails to notice the Mandalorian all of a sudden behind him.
But I guess that's not gonna happen this year.
Probably not.
He throws his prisoner into a sarcophagus-like alcove, and steam belches out across the Mithral's grimacing face. The mist subsides to reveal his expression frozen in time on a new carbonite slab now hanging on the rack with the others. As the bounty hunter marches off past his collection, a new image wipes in of the Razor Crest flying toward an atmospheric planet. The Mandalorian pilots the ship through a thick blanket of clouds. The Razor Crest hovers down onto a scorched surface of cooled volcanic crust. Behind it, a crumbling archway leads to a sparse settlement nestled along the steamy black rocks. The Mandalorian walks into town with his long-armed weapon strapped across his back. In another public house, aliens of all shapes and sizes fraternize. The door slides open and the Mandalorian walks into the pub. Two reptilian Trandoshans take special notice of him as he passes by. He makes a beeline for a man seated alone in a booth.
Oh, that was fast. Did you catch them all?
The Mandalorian lays a chain of fobs on the table. His acquaintance inspects them.
Good, I'll begin the offload. Udoba Nuchak!
A hairless, beady-eyed alien nods and heads out. The Mandalorian unstraps his forked weapon from his back and takes a seat in the booth. His acquaintance hands over a stack of coinage.
These are Imperial credits.
They still spend.
I don't know if you heard, but the Empire is gone.
It's all I've got.
The Mandalorian grabs his fobs.
Save the theatrics. Fine, now.
He brings out some new currency.
I can do calamari flan, but I can only pay half.
Fine.
The Mandalorian lays down the fobs and scoops up his payment. Meanwhile, a man runs a scanner over the face of the mithril frozen in carbonite, then presses some controls on the side of the slab. The carbonite casket floats down the ramp of the Razor Crest to a co-worker waiting below with the rest of the prisoners in hibernation. Back in the pub.
I have a bale jumper. A bale jumper. Another bale jumper. A wanted smuggler.
I'll take them all.
Now, hold on. There are other members of the guild, and this is all I have.
Why so slow?
It's not slow at all, actually. Very busy. They just don't want to pay guild rates. They don't mind if things get sloppy.
What's your highest bounty?
Not much. 5,000?
That won't even cover fuel these days.
There is one job.
The Trandoshans lurk nearby.
Let's see the puck.
No puck. Face to face. Direct commission. Deep pocket.
Underworld.
All I know is no chain code. Do you want the chit or not?
He holds up a thin card. The Mandalorian grabs it from him, conceals it in his palm, and gets up from the booth. His mustached acquaintance eyes him thoughtfully as he leaves. Outside in a bazaar, two Jawas scavenge some droid parts. The Mandalorian walks through the bustling marketplace and across an alleyway where a hooded transient with a long metallic visor sits slumped in a corner. He continues down some steps to a more desolate lane, crossing paths with a man in a wide mushroom-shaped helmet. Strings of electrical wires connect the tightly clustered stone buildings. The Mandalorian comes upon a fortified door and knocks. A mechanized eyeball extends from a small hatch alongside it.
Aren't you up, Inky?
The Mandalorian presents his chit.
Might be cousin.
The eyeball recedes into its hatch. The door opens to a black power droid. A view from across the alley shows the Mandalorian following it inside. The droid plods down a dim hallway. They approach another door at the far end with a glowing access panel. The Mandalorian slows down suspiciously. The door opens to reveal four stormtroopers. They all turn and stare at the bounty hunter. The Mandalorian enters. A man in a militaristic outfit sits at a desk.
Grief Karga said you were coming.
The Mandalorian gives the chamber a quick once-over before stepping closer. The stormtroopers step aside to let him pass.
What else did he say?
He said you were the best in the parsec.
The guards follow the Mandalorian's every move. He draws a weapon in each hand as a man enters.
Freeze!
No!
Drop your weapons!
No, pardon. Sorry, I didn't mean to alarm.
This is Dr. Pershing. Please excuse his lack of decorum. His enthusiasm outweighs his discretion. Please lower your blaster.
Have them lower theirs first.
We have you 4-1.
I like those odds.
No one lowers his weapon. The stoic-faced client walks up close to the Mandalorian.
You also said you were expensive. Very expensive. Please sit.
Stepping back to his desk, he waves off the guards, who lower their blasters. The Mandalorian holsters his pistol and lowers his long arm. Wearing tinted glasses, Dr. Pershing nervously steps forward as the bounty hunter takes a seat. The stoic-faced client slides a bundle of fabric across his desk toward the Mandalorian, then unfolds it to reveal a brushed metallic ingot.
Beskar?
Go ahead. It's real.
The bounty hunter examines it.
This is only a down payment. I have a comptoner of Beskar waiting for you upon delivery of the asset.
Alive?
Yes, alive. Although I acknowledge that bounty hunting is a complicated profession. This being the case, proof of termination is also acceptable for a lower fee.
That is not what we agreed upon.
I'm simply being pragmatic.
Let's see the puck.
I'm afraid discretion dictates a less traditional agreement. We can only offer you a tracking fob.
He gestures to the spectacled doctor, who hands the fob to the Mandalorian.
What's the chain code?
We can only provide the last four digits.
Their age? That's all you can give me?
Yes, they're 50 years old. We can also give you last reported positional data. Between that and the fob, a man of your skill should make short work of this.
The bounty hunter considers him, then pushes himself up from his chair, his long forked weapon held in one hand. He turns for the door.
The Beskar belongs back into the hands of a Mandalorian. It is good to restore the natural order of things after a period of such disarray. Don't you agree?
The Mandalorian's helmet turns halfway toward looking back at him, but he simply exits instead. Shortly after, a view across the bazaar shows the bounty hunter heading off through the busy marketplace. A Kowakian monkey lizard roasts on a spit while another live one watches forlornly from a cage nearby. The Mandalorian proceeds through the hustle and bustle of vendor stalls, past a motley assortment of aliens, humanoids, and droids. Approaching a less trafficked area, he pauses at a curtained-off passageway and glances over his shoulder before pulling aside a flap and slipping into a side alley. He descends a spiraling stone staircase to a shadowy underground. Crossing a dusty aisle, he steps up into a concrete, barrel-shaped passageway. From the shadows, several other Mandalorians glance at him as he walks by. A few helmeted children run and play in the underground enclave, while adults sit on raised platforms off to the sides of the central graded walkway. Sculpted from Beskar steel, a mythosaur skull with downturned, inwardly curving horns and slanted eye sockets hangs over a large, arched portal. On the other side, shafts of mist spit upward from a circular furnace where an armorer hammers a spalder. The bounty hunter sets aside his forked long-arm weapon and takes a seat as the armorer uses a set of tongs to hold the Beskar shoulder plate over the pressurized mist. Setting the spalder aside on a work table, the armorer, clad in fur-lined Mandalorian garb, suede gauntlets, and an ornate helmet with tiny spiked horns, steps out from behind the furnace. As the armorer pauses before him, the bounty hunter nods respectfully. The armorer returns the gesture, then sits down on a short stool across a table from him. The bounty hunter presents his stack of calamari flan, then lays down the Beskar ingot beside it. The armorer reaches out a gloved hand and lifts the small bar of molded steel, sweeping a thumb along its surface to examine it.
This was gathered in the Great Purge. It is good it is back with the tribe.
Yes.
A pauldron would be in order. Has your signet been revealed?
Not yet.
Soon.
Rising from her stool, she turns away from him. The bounty hunter remains seated as she goes to a vault and opens its split doors to reveal a treasure trove of forging tools. A panel slides away from a compartment of specialized annealing equipment. The armorer selects a few items, then, with a set of tongs, places the ingot on a circular kettle. she activates a control causing the stamped bar of Beskar steel to melt down like chocolate. The liquefied metal pours down a channel into a round mold. The bounty hunter remains seated with his head facing forward as the armorer pulls up a holographic model of a pauldron.
This is extremely generous. The excess will sponsor many foundlings.
That's good. I was once a foundling.
I know.
She activates a stamp press. As it hammers down on the molten Beskar, quick flashes show an explosion of sparks, a boy being carried away by a couple, and someone getting shot down in an attack. The armorer strikes down with a mallet. She smiths the Beskar into an armor plate. More flashes show a village getting slaughtered. The couple opens a hatch and sets the boy down inside a padded compartment. He reaches out forsakenly as they shut him inside. With a set of tongs, the armorer raises up her newly forged Beskar pauldron. She brings it to the bounty hunter and seals it to the right shoulder of his armor. From the expressionless mask of his helmet, a new scene expands into view of his ship flying through space towards a brown planet. The shiny new pauldron gleams proudly on the Mandalorian's shoulder as he works his controls. He descends into the planet's atmosphere. The Razor Crest swoops over a dry badlands of craggy mountain ridges, searching out a suitable landing spot. Hatches open in the belly of the tarnished metal ship, and its landing struts telescope out as it lowers on its retro rockets to a flat patch of mud. It touches down gently. A gangplank swings open from the back of the ship, and the Mandalorian disembarks, his forked long arm held at his hip. He scans the area with his tracking fob. He watches the softly blinking red light, then puts the device away. Taking up his long arm, he peers through its rifle scope. Its tech-augmented lens zooms in on a pair of blurgs in the distance. The fat-tailed reptilian beasts lumber across the muddy plain on their thick hind legs, their gaping maws showing off rows of sharp teeth. The scope suddenly fills with the snapping jaws of a blurg right in front of the Mandalorian. He ignites his flamethrower gauntlet, but the beast clamps down on his arm, causing the fire to plume harmlessly into the air as it shakes him around. The Mandalorian punches the blurg in the eye, causing it to let go, but it quickly recovers, grabs a hold of his other arm, and tackles him to the ground. Out of nowhere, an electrified dart pierces its thick hide, and it falls limp with his arm still lodged in its mouth. A second blurg charges him. It, too, falls unconscious, sliding across the dirt right to the Mandalorian's feet. He spots another dart in its hide, then looks up to find an Ugnaught slowly riding in astride a third blurg. The diminutive rider lowers a dart rifle as the Mandalorian yanks his arm free from the mouth of the first beast.
Thank you.
The Ugnaught looks him over.
You are a bounty hunter.
Yes.
I will help you.
The Mandalorian's helmet slowly looks up at him.
I have spoken.
The Ugnaught gently kicks his blurg steed, turning it around. The Mandalorian's helmet tilts side to side as he appraises the stranger. Then he pushes himself to his feet. The image wipes away like the hand of a clock to reveal a moisture farm. In the Ugnaught's home, the Mandalorian sits on a low stool.
Many have passed through. They seek the same one as you.
Did you help them?
Yes. They died.
Well, then I don't know if I want your help.
You do. I can show you to the encampment.
What's your cut?
Half.
Half the bounty to guide? Seems steep.
No. Half of the blurg you helped capture.
The blurg? You can keep them both.
No, you'll need one. To ride. The way is impossible to pass without a blurg mount.
I don't know how to ride blurg.
I have spoken.
He pours them both a beverage. Later, the Mandalorian falls on his back as he's tossed off a blurg in a paddock.
Perhaps if you removed your helmet.
Perhaps he remembers I tried to roast him.
This is a female. The males are all eaten during mating.
The bounty hunter gets back to his feet. The Blurg eyes him warily. As he climbs up astride the beast, she tries to shake him. She swings around in a circle, but he manages to hold fast. The Ugnaught folds his arms as he watches the bounty hunter get thrown off again. The Mandalorian keeps his distance from the Blurg.
I don't have time for this. Do you have a land speeder or speeder bike that I could hire?
You are a Mandalorian. Your ancestors rode the great Mythosaur. Surely you can ride this young foal.
The Ugnaught looks sharply at him. His cape billowing in the wind, the Mandalorian slowly makes his way back toward the Blurg. She backs away from his approach, shaking her giant head. The Mandalorian holds out his hands in a pacifying gesture.
Easy. Easy. All right. Settle down.
She snaps at him.
Whoa. Settle. That's good. That's good.
He lays both hands on her head.
Okay. That's good. All right.
The Ugnaught watches intently as the Mandalorian mounts the beast once more. The Blurg tromps around, tail swinging, but her rider stays on. She starts to pick up speed on her two mighty legs. The Ugnaught nods proudly. His image wipes away from top to bottom to reveal the two of them riding their Blurgs across the dry, hilly landscape toward the horizon. They both hop over a treacherous gap that descends to a deep canyon below. An aerial view shows them in silhouette as they lope across a patchwork of giant freestanding pillars of dried mud. They navigate along a cliff's edge under the blazing light of the sun. Bouncing atop their Blurg mounts, the two riders maintain their balance as they near an overlook with a view for miles ahead. Coming to a stop, the Ugnaught gestures beyond the ridge.
That is where you'll find your quarry.
The Mandalorian offers him a coin pouch, which he declines.
Please, you deserve this.
Since these ones arrived, this territory has been an endless stream of mercenaries seeking reward and bringing destruction.
Then why did you guide me?
They do not belong here. Those that live here come to seek peace. There will be no peace until they're gone.
Then why do you help?
I have never met a Mandalorian. I've only read the story. If they are true, you will make quick work of it. Then there will again be peace.
The Ugnaught turns his Blurg around and gives a friendly wave.
I have spoken.
He heads off back in the direction they came, leaving the bounty hunter on his own. Later, the Mandalorian steps up along a sloped ridge and gets down on his belly as he reaches the edge. Below lies a small frontier town. The Mandalorian takes out his detached rifle scope for a better look. His enhanced view zooms in on some figures milling about around an open pit, revealing them to be Nikto guards in combat-ready attire. He lowers the scope from his visor for a moment, then recalibrates for another look. The Nikto react to something. An IG unit marches into town.
Oh, no. Bounty droid.
Of the Bondsman Guild Protocol waiver compels you to immediately produce said asset.
A Nikto draws on him, but the droid starts shooting first and takes out several of the guards in quick order. His torso spinning on its axis, he blasts an enemy trying to attack him from behind. All throughout the town, reinforced doors start to close. The Mandalorian gets up.
Droids.
Subparagraph 16 of the Bondsman Guild Protocol waiver compels you to immediately produce said asset.
IG unit, stand down!
The droid wheels around and shoots him in the armor as he approaches, knocking him off his feet.
I'm in the guild!
You are a guild member. I thought I was the only one on assignment.
That makes two of us. So much for the element of surprise.
Sadly, I must ask for your fob. I've already issued the writ of seizure. the bounty is mine.
Unless I am mistaken, you are as of yet empty-handed.
This is true.
I have a suggestion.
Proceed.
We split the reward.
This is acceptable.
Great. Now let's regroup, out of harm's way, and form a plan.
I will, of course, receive the reputation merits associated with the mission.
Can we talk about this later?
I require an answer if I am to proceed. Alert.
The Mandalorian shoots an assailant off a rooftop. More flood out from a doorway and various crannies of the town, catching the two bounty hunters in a crossfire.
Let's go!
The Mandalorian advances cautiously, using columns for cover, while the IG droid paces him from out in the open. A Nyctoguard tries for a sneak attack, but the Mandalorian pistol whips him. As the crossfire heats up, the two bounty hunters get pinned down behind an old junk speeder craft. The Mandalorian takes out his tracking fob.
He's in there!
Affirmative.
The IG droid advances toward a sealed doorway, laying down cover fire for his partner to follow. The Nikto continue to assail them from the ground and from above. The Mandalorian takes cover behind a pillar near the door. Bending and swiveling his mechanical joints, the IG unit expertly shoots down enemies on all sides.
Up top!
The droid pivots toward the threat and shoots him down, then takes cover behind a pillar on the opposite side of the doorway. With formidable numbers, the Nikto gradually close in on them from strategic positions.
It appears we are trapped. I will initiate self-destruct sequencing.
A detonator appears from his chest.
Whoa! You're what?
Manufacturer's protocol dictates I cannot be captured. I must self-destruct.
Do not self-destruct! Cover me!
The IG droid lays down suppressive fire as the Mandalorian runs for a control panel next to the heavy door. The Nikto duck for cover. The Mandalorian opens the control panel. The Nikto scramble for new tactical positions. One blasts the control panel, causing the Mandalorian to fall back.
There's too many!
The Nikto continue to amass on the rooftops and behind corners. The two bounty hunters use the same pillar for cover.
They got us pinned!
A green Nikto guides a heavy repeating laser cannon into the plaza.
I will initiate self-destruct.
Do not self-destruct! We're shooting our way out!
The bounty hunters come out for battle and see the new threat.
Okay.
The cannon unloads on them.
New plan!
The heavy laser fire begins ripping their protective pillar to shreds.
Beginning self-destruct countdown.
No, stop! Draw their fire, I'll take it out!
Acceptable.
Go!
The IG droid quickly steps out from behind the pillar, and the gunner turns the cannon to overwhelm him with laser fire. The Mandalorian lassos the barrel with his wrist cable, yanking it out of the green Nikto's grasp, then shoots him down, jumps aboard the floating gun platform, and turns it on the guards. It lights up the entire plaza, felling foes left and right. The Mandalorian steps down off the platform and surveys the aftermath. Bodies litter the plaza.
Well done. I will disengage self-destruct initiative.
The Mandalorian walks over and helps the IG droid to his feet.
You know, you're not so bad for a droid.
Agreed.
That blaster hit looks nasty. You okay?
Running a quick diagnostic. It has missed my central wiring harness.
Is that good?
Yes.
Well, now we just need to get the door open.
They both turn and look at the heavy cannon. Now, on the other side of the door, laser bolts pierce the thick metal, cutting out a half-circle shape, then stop. The two sides of the reinforced door fall inward, and the bounty hunters enter through a cloud of smoke. The IG droid scans the room with sensors that ring his head. A guard jumps out, and the Mandalorian shoots him.
Anyone else?
The tracking fob is still active. My senses indicate that there is a life form present.
The Mandalorian sweeps his fob around. It blinks red as it points toward a strange, floating egg-shaped object that sits half-concealed under some netting. The Mandalorian walks over to it. He pulls aside the netting. The IG droid steps up by his side as he keys a small panel which powers down a veil generator to reveal what's inside. A baby, the same race as Yoda, smiles up at them.
Wait. They said 50 years old.
Species age differently. Perhaps it could live many centuries. Sadly, we'll never know.
No.
He stops IG from aiming his blaster.
We'll bring it in alive.
The commission was quite specific. The asset was to be terminated.
The reflection of a blast flickers off the Mandalorian's helmet. The droid falls to the ground with a smoking hole in his head, and the Mandalorian holsters his weapon. Cocking his head, he looks into the hovering crib, then reaches out to it. A tiny, three-fingered hand touches his. Cut to black. Audio description by Deluxe, funded by Disney Plus Originals, voice by Nicole Zanzarella and Mike DeBonis.